Hey, Ms. Dan.
Hello.
I heard you had your first brush with a certain story today.
Yeah,
what was the story?
About Bloody Mary.
Yeah, did they call it Bloody Mary at your school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was it one of your friends who told you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can you tell me what... Okay, here's the thing. You know this is a pretty famous story?
It is?
Oh, yeah. Every school has a Bloody Mary story, man. It's pervasive. It is maybe the most common urban legend I've ever encountered. There's different variations, different things you say. There was even a movie back when I was a younger guy called Candyman, and it kind of basically takes the same premise, but it's this other thing. They do this whole New Orleans thing. It's not very good, but... Well, the movie's good, but the twist is not all that great. So, tell me what they told you at school. Who was it? A good friend?
It was my friend Alyssa.
Okay, and what did Alyssa tell you?
They told me that if you go into a bathroom and turn off all the lights and, like, spin around and say Bloody Mary 3 times, and then you turn back on the light, she'll put blood all over your face and on the mirror.
She'll put blood all over your face?
And on the mirror.
And on the mirror? That's pretty intense. And did any of your friends say they had done it?
Annika said she was gonna tonight.
Oh, yeah? And what do you think the result's gonna be tomorrow?
I don't know.
I rather suspect she's gonna be disappointed. Do you think you would do it?
No.
No, you definitely wouldn't do it?
Nuh-uh.
I don't think you have anything to worry about. I did it lots when I was young. Nothing ever happened. Although I did it slightly differently. It's interesting that you have to spin around.
How did you do it differently?
See, when I was a kid, you would say it, and then she would just, like, appear in the mirror to scare you. Yeah, that's kind of creepy too. But the thing is, this is what happens, right? The story gets told between schools, and cousins tell each other, and people who transfer from other schools tell other people at new schools, and these stories get spread around, but the details change from school to school. Like, when I was a kid, the school that I originally heard it at, supposedly Bloody Mary had died there. But that's not true, because the name Bloody Mary has been associated with this myth for years and years before that ever happened. Kind of weird, huh?
Say there's a haunted locker and a haunted door, and some people say that, like, Bloody Mary had the haunted locker and she got trapped in there.
Oh, yeah? That's pretty super cool. Do you know which locker it is?
It's, like, 535, I think. It's in the music hallway.
Huh, that's pretty interesting. It's kind of funny, because usually those things have a really specific number associated with it, like 333 or 666. Does it look like a spooky locker?
Well, it doesn't have all the regular locker things on it. It just has a number.
I wonder if that's why it got singled out. It's probably just the janitor's locker or something. Okay. Well, thanks for telling me about the story.
Okay.
You think you're going to have a good night's sleep now?
No.